Welcome to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore how innovation is taught across disciplines, from the sciences to the arts, from classrooms to communities. I'm Greg, a professor and lifelong learner, here to share stories and strategies that highlight the creativity and discovery innovators like you are using in education and how we can build on it. Today's show is called How Do I Integrate Innovation into Assessments? Let's dive in. Picture this. It's test day, and students file into your classroom with that familiar look of anxiety. They've spent hours memorizing facts, formulas, and definitions, knowing they'll regurgitate this information onto paper and likely forget most of it by next week. This is the trap of traditional assessment. We test recall when what we really want is to see students think, create, and innovate. But what if assessments could capture students actually innovating? What if instead of asking, "What do you know?" we asked, "How would you solve this?" This is where design thinking transforms assessment. When we give students messy, open-ended problems that require iteration and creativity, the assessment becomes the innovation process itself, not a test of it. We're flipping Bloom's taxonomy on its head. Traditional tests live in those bottom tiers of remember and understand. Innovation assessments start at the top with create, evaluate, and analyze. Research consistently shows students retain 90% more information when they produce original solutions rather than simply recalling facts. Instead of single tests, consider innovation portfolios, collections of student problem-solving attempts that include failed prototypes, revised thinking, and deep reflection on the learning process. Students document their thinking journey, not just final answers. Let me share a story that brings this to life. Sarah Chen, a 7th grade science teacher, was preparing her usual photosynthesis unit test when she stopped and asked herself a crucial question: how can my students use this knowledge to solve a real problem? Instead of that traditional test, Sarah challenged her students to design a vertical farm for their school cafeteria. Students dove deep into plant biology research, calculated costs, considered space constraints, and ultimately pitched their designs to the school administration. Her assessment rubric measured both scientific accuracy and innovative thinking. The result? 100% engagement, deeper science learning, and remarkably, 2 student designs were actually implemented by the school. This week, I challenge you to pick 1 upcoming test and flip it into a creation challenge. Ask yourself, how can students use this knowledge to solve a real problem? Create a simple rubric that measures both content mastery and innovative application. When we assess innovation, we're doing something profound. We're teaching students that their ideas matter, that knowledge becomes powerful when it's applied creatively to real challenges. We're not just measuring learning, we're modeling how knowledge becomes action. These assessment skills become life skills, curiosity, iteration, and creative problem solving that will serve students long after they leave our classrooms. Thanks for listening to The Innovation Teacher with Dr. Greg Watson. If you found this valuable, subscribe, share, or leave a review. It helps more educators and innovators bring creativity and problem-solving into every classroom. Remember, you're not just a teacher, you're an innovation teacher. Let's keep shaping classrooms where creativity and discovery thrive. Subscribe and join me on this journey.